USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
One of the FBI's 10 most wanted fugitives is now in custody after being captured in Mexico. 48-year-old Octaviano Juarez Cuero had been on the run since Memorial Day 2006 after allegedly shooting two people and wounding three others at a Milwaukee picnic, according to the FBI. The FBI adding the alleged shooter to their list in 2021, and they were able to track him down last week in Guadalajara, Mexico. He now faces multiple charges, including first-degree intentional homicide. Several units of American troops being deployed to Eastern Europe are now on the ground in Poland and Germany. President Biden ordering the move in response to a threat of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. Find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441 or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
As the Olympics continue in Beijing, a protest taking place in Washington, D.C. on Saturday afternoon across from the White House, a group of Uyghurs, an ethnic minority native to northwest China, denounced the Games. China is accused of committing genocide against the Muslim Uyghurs, and this speaker compared the situation to what happened in Germany in the 1930s.
The lack of international investigation will only embolden China to continue its brutal attempts to eradicate the Uyghurs, just like how Hitler started his Holocaust of the Jews following the 1936 Berlin Olympics.
The United States led a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics by several countries in protest of China's record of human rights violations. Republican Senator from Florida Marco Rubio saying he's not watching the Olympics as a protest. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Reaction continuing to come in to a surprising jobs report on Friday, with the economy adding 467,000 jobs, far exceeding the 150,000 jobs expected by economists. The unemployment rate ticked up slightly to 4%, but the labor force participation rate rose to 62.2%, the highest level since the pandemic began in February 2020. As far as what these numbers mean, Chief Economist with LinkedIn, Kim Kimbrough, tells MSNBC.
Employers are looking beyond the virus right now. They're ready to hire. And it also suggests, based on our data, that we're seeing a lot more applications per role, a lot more people applying to multiple roles. So it suggests to us as well that people are starting to look beyond Omicron and are starting to come back into the job market. Early days, but it's a very positive sign.
A former Home Depot employee is facing charges in a counterfeit scheme that netted nearly $400,000. Adrian Pinda was taken into custody last week for reportedly swapping out $387,500 of the store's cash with counterfeit money. The former employee working as a vault associate at Home Depot's Tempe, Arizona location. He's accused of taking the money from deposits and replacing it with fake cash during his shifts over a 3-year period. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.